what have you seen out of Justin in the, you know, limited time that you've had him on the field?
Obviously, great looking corner. He's got great speed, great athletic ability, has length to recover. I've been really impressed with his work habits in the classroom. He's done a really good job throwing himself into the scheme and trying to learn it. And Joe Hayden's done a really nice job kind of big brothering him and helping him along in the defense. So I've been really impressed by him.
Do you just assume that he's going to be the guy, the starter opposite Joe come September, and he just has to learn how to get there?
No, I think it'll be a competitive situation with, I think we've done a great job building some depth at that position. That'll be on him. You know, he's going to get every opportunity to win it, but I don't think that the guys that are playing the position are just going to give it to him. You know, I think Buster Screen's doing a great job out here also. So it's a good situation, and we need to have a lot of corners to be successful in this defense. So,
Coach, a lot of people like Screen, you know, since he's come here. I mean, we've watched him fight to make the team, fight to play sometimes out of position. What is he best suited to do?
I think he can play inside or outside. He's got very good lateral quickness. He's got great top-end speed. So, I mean, you know, we keep kidding with the offensive receivers. You can't run by Busta. You know, you just can't do it. So, but I think that he could be successful outside or inside at the nickel position. I mean, he shows the ability to blitz. He can play man coverage. He can play zone coverage. He's not scared to hit somebody. And he's smart. I mean, he's, you know, when you ask a guy to play outside and inside, there's a lot that goes along with that. And he's done a great job getting in the playbook and learning all those techniques and core concepts that we've asked him to do.
Jim, now that you've been around Burkini Smingo for a while, what kind of potential do you see in him? And does he compare to anybody that you coached before that had, like, a lot of sacks? One of the guys that had a lot of sacks last year?
I think his skill set's unique. I don't want to compare him to anybody else. I've been very happy with what he can do. It's rare that a guy can have the ability to drop in the coverage the way he does, but then also have elite pass rush ability. Now, that's something that obviously he needs to prove on Sundays, but from what we've seen in drill work and what we've seen out here, we think he's going to be a dynamic pass rusher in our defense.
When you watch film on this team from last year, how will Jabal's Shear's job change from what he did then to what he'll do in your defense?
I don't think much. I think Jabal will be an outside linebacker like he was last year. We're not going to ask him to drop too much, because if you watch Jabal on film, he's much better going at the quarterback or attacking blockers in the run game. But, you know, Jabal's another guy that we can ask him to do multiple things because of his athletic skill set. If we need him to drop into coverage 8 to 10 times a game, that way we give the offense identification problems. He's a guy that we can ask to do that. But he's also a guy that can line up and mismatch tight ends in the run game and also hold his own against offensive tackles.
So, can I ask you if you think maybe you're almost close to loaded with personnel of this from Hayden, Whitner, the first-round pick in the secondary, Sheard, Mingo, Kruger, outside linebackers, experienced defensive linemen, starting with Tubes and the other guys. But are you almost loaded on defense?
I'm excited about the defense. Yeah. I'm very excited about the defense. I'm excited about the personnel that we have. But those guys got to go out and prove it. We got to prove it as a coaching staff. And, you know, last year was last year. This year is this year. And I know the guys are excited to go out and see what we can do. But I am excited about the defense.
The strength, I mean, would you say that one group is ahead now in terms of whether talent, veteran presence, the whole combination, well, that's your strongest?
No, I think we have good depth throughout the defense. You know, we have three legit outside backers. We got good depth inside with Dez, Rubes, Phil, and then you know Billy Wynn's done a great job this offseason. So is John Hughes. I really like Calvin Barnett, the kid we picked up post-draft as a free agent. Inside linebacker, I like what we've done there. And then in the secondary, we've done a great job, you know, through the draft and in free agency and post-draft, adding depth at that position. So I'm excited about the defense. If there's 11 guys that can play, they'll all play. If there's 15 guys that can play, we'll find packages to get those guys on the field. So it's exciting right now. It is.
The veteran like Dansby, is he missing much? This is new to him, this defense. Does he start from behind?
Carlos has done a great job, you know, and he's a real pro. He's a great leader in the locker room, and there's not much he hasn't seen from an offense or much defensive scheme. So he's a really quick learner, and he's already helped a lot of our players already in the locker room.
Speaking of Wynn, you mentioned Wynn earlier. He looks like he's substantially bigger. I mean, not fatter, but thicker. Was that something that was addressed?
rest with him, or is that just something that he decided to put him?
No, I think Paul Ricci's doing a great job with those guys in the weight room, and they're really buying into the program. But, I don't know how big he was last year. You guys might have a better idea than me, but I'm really comfortable with where he's at size-wise right now, because he shows the ability to get off the ball and knock people back, and he's also really good moving laterally when we stunt the line.
Is he going to play more outside or more inside?
He's small. He'll probably play big end in our system and three technique.
Did you show these guys a lot of film of the Bills last year, or even maybe the Jets?
We have a 5-year study of the 4 years with the Jets, and then the 1 year with Buffalo that we have all cut up, and that's how we've introduced the defensive system to them. Since voluntary minicamp, we've been able to replace a lot of those plays with stuff that these guys have done out here if they've been clinic tape reps. But there's still some Bills and Jets stuff that they're seeing until we can completely wipe those cut-ups out.
From your standpoint as a defensive guy, obviously, Ben Tate's a new back in town. What challenges is he going to present to defense?
I think Kyle's run scheme presents challenges just because of how they attack the perimeter. But, I mean, Ben has very good patience, and then he shows the ability to burst as soon as he gets an open window. And that 8 to 10 yards that he can get happens in a hurry. And then he also has the breakaway speed if he needs to take it the distance. But that's obviously a defensive best friend is a offense that can run the ball. So I'm excited about what we're doing on that side of the ball when it comes to running it. Absolutely. I've said it before. Dante, there's not a lot of them anymore, but he's a follow me or else leader. And he's made our team tougher the day he walked into the building. And he does a phenomenal job in the meeting room. He does a phenomenal job in the weight room. He does a phenomenal job out on the practice field. And I can't be more excited that he's a part of this defense and a part of this football team.
Got time for one more question?
Is that how you coach or teach nasty, kind of that trickle-down effect?
Yeah, I mean, we want to intimidate people. That's what we want to be on defense. So, and I think that Dante's going to be just one part of our defense that helps us do that. I mean, every great defense in the NFL has an enforcer. So, he's ours.